Sean Miller here from the Dillon Street Boys podcast, Swamp Talk. Here to tell you about Anchor. Super fun, super easy, and it's free. They give you a sponsorship right off the bat, get paid for each episode you do. What we do is record on another device and upload it to their website with their easy interface. Or you can use a phone app, Anchor FM. Record right from your phone, upload it onto the app or website, and make your own podcast.
Anchor.
Super fun, super easy.
Oh shit, what's up, dude? You are listening to Swamp Talk, brought to you by Brattlebrook Studio. Here's your hosts, Sean Miller and Corey Bush. Help me.
Help me, stepdad, I'm stuck.
I've been trying to make, oh, I'm an island boy. Hey, I'm a island boy.
I'm an island boy. And hello. Episode 68. Yep, one more episode.
One more, and we're at 69. Nice. And
we got our guest all locked in for episode 69, but we're not going to reveal.
Yeah,
who
we
it
ain't.
Is.
We ain't
because we are
sparing the
very
details on that one.
Excited because
he's a felon. No, just kidding.
He's been to jail, but we'll get into that next week. Tonight.
Tonight's. Even better.
We got to get. I think I booked this guy almost like a month ago or something like that. But, yeah, guest. Here's Robert Blank, if you want to introduce yourself.
Richard
to the show.
Blank.
Oh, Richard Blank.
Good job.
Sean, Corey, it's so great to be with you guys tonight on Swamp Talk. We're going to have a good time.
Yes, sir. Thank you for coming on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. You guys do some great work. It's enjoyable. And like most of the other podcasts that just go through the same motions, there's always a wild card on Swamp Talk. So you never know what to expect.
Yeah, yeah. Always. Yep. Always a wild card.
Guaranteed.
But I don't have – there's a lot of information
yes.
that I could have gathered. But we're just going to let you tell all the information. But we're going to start with that you are the chief executive officer of – for Costa Rica's call center since 2008. How did you get into that?
Well, I had a one in a million opportunity, guys. Back in August of 2000, when I was 27 years old, a good friend of mine just wanted me to come down for a couple months to teach English. And, you know, once that barn door was open, I wasn't coming back. And you guys know this. If you can get past your parents' guilt, you can live anywhere in the world. So yeah,
that's true.
Yep.
Decided to shed some skin. You know, we spoke prior to the podcast where you need to be happy with where you're at, and I can pretty much be happy anywhere. But I also do know this, by having an open mind and learning a second language, transitioning to Costa Rica made it easier for me. And once I learned the business, then I threw my hat in the ring, and next thing you know, we're almost celebrating our 15th year in business.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I struggled to keep a job for more than 3 years. So that's awesome.
I've been at my job for 15.
Oh, geez. I don't know how.
If it's four,
I mean,
14
I try.
And a half.
I do try. Like, I typically like my jobs, but I get too passionate.
Yeah.
So when things start going south for the company, I start getting vocal.
Yeah.
And that usually ends up being my downfall because they don't like that. They just like having people stay in line and do what they're told.
Yeah.
It's like, I'll do that, but I'm also trying to save the company that I'm working so hard for. But that's awesome. You found the job basically of your dreams, right? I mean,
well, no one really gives you a blueprint for call centers. I don't even think I knew one what one was. But I tell you what, guys, I grew up in the Northeast. I'm a Philly boy.
Oh,
and when
oh,
I graduated
okay.
high school back in 91, I chose to double down on Spanish
yeah.
and be a Spanish communication major at Arizona. So I just didn't take the traditional route because a lot of the times, guys, and you know this, that you could be given opinions and people could almost predestine your careers. And yeah, it's not being a rebel, but it's almost being a dreamer.
Yeah.
And I just knew what felt natural, guys. So I decided to go with languages. And so I was pretty much prepared when I came here. I was bilingual. I was marketable. And I also had the desire to do something. But check this out. You were just mentioning earlier about how you were treated at your work. When I was at my friend's center, I wasn't sea level. I was with the people, and I was there for 4 years.
Yeah.
So you got to see the good and the bad. And really, gentlemen, it's about the dignity. It's about making sure someone feels good about themselves and that you acknowledge the work that they do. So as much as I think I can crack a code, sometimes it's just being an old school coach,
yeah,
teacher or mentor, and people will come back and, as you say, swing for the fences and go for it.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
But it's interesting, though, man. I am a guest in this country, and so I had to learn, besides the labor laws, you know, it is a different tradition here. It's a Pura Vida place. Pura Vida translates to pure life, so there's a lot of ecotourism, and it's very natural, and it's like being in the 1950s, multi-generational families, and neighbors know each other. And so a lot of the stuff we know from Massachusetts and Pennsylvania sometimes don't fly down here. You have to adjust.
Yep, yep.
You have to almost shed a skin and start anew. And guys, I was ready for something like that. I wanted a second life adventure, if you could look at it that way.
Yeah, yeah. I've wanted to move to Canada for pretty much since I left high school.
Yeah, that's all you talk about.
I know, it is all I talk about. And I finally got my wife on board, and we're looking into it right now.
Whereabouts in Canada? Where are you looking?
I want to go to Nova Scotia and Halifax.
Very nice.
Yeah. She's got the degree. I don't. But I'm
sure. We got the looks. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Let someone else be smart. But no, that's great. You should test things out from time to time. It shakes things up. Get new friends.
Yep.
You know, you open your eyes. It's and you can always come home.
Yeah.
You always have your support group there. So, yeah, I totally agree. But the problem is you guys are going to miss each other, right? You're going to be doing this podcast at the distance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be switching to digitally.
Yeah. But
no more parks.
I can always come back whenever the fuck I want and stay however I want because I am still a citizen here.
Yeah.
So
you could,
if I can find an online job or stay at home job like I do now, I can just take my computer home with me.
Well, theoretically you could. Well, no,
I can do that now.
Yeah, you could do it now.
Theoretically, yeah.
But I mean, eventually they're going to be making you go back to the office.
Yeah, in 2 weeks.
Oh yeah, that's right. My mom was telling me about
that. Yeah, or like in a week or so. Yeah. I don't. Whenever that email came out, I've been home for like 2.5 years, and probably about, I don't know, a year ago, I finally got super used to it. And then I started getting bored, so I picked up another job during the day. And now I'm just so used to working that other job and then working at home. Now I have to go back to the office. Now I have to adjust to not being home all the time.
Yep.
All fucking day.
And working two jobs now.
Yeah, so that's going to suck.
Yeah.
But
there's
whatever.
Not cool people at the office where you go into?
No, I love the people I work with. They're really fun. But I only work with them because I work second shift. I only work with them for like 2 hours. So.
But you get that sweet new kitchen.
Yeah,
that
I do have
it.
Where my cubicle used to be is now a kitchen dining room area, like a break room.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know where my desk is. I didn't even check it out yet. But I guess I'll find out in
about a
week.
That's the surprise.
Yeah.
That is your desk. The kitchen.
That's where my office is, right next to the refrigerator.
Brian, this is your...
I love that, because that's the only spot in the whole office that has a window.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't get the window anymore, so...
Oh, well, yeah. They probably took that away because windows can be distracting.
Well, I got that 25... Oh! I got that 25-foot HDMI cord, so if... I didn't check, but if my PC has the HDMI cord, I can just bring in a little TV and set it up next to the window. No one's going to know. I'm the only one there at night.
Does that increase your work performance when you have that, not say distraction, but stimulation? Does that help you relax and do your job?
I know it does for me.
What?
Just having something.
Oh,
it doesn't
necessarily
have to be like a TV show, but... As long as I have, like, music or something.
Yeah, I usually have, like, a TV show on in the background.
And you guys are saying your boss wouldn't be down for that if you come back to the office, hit your numbers, but you still have that luxury? They wouldn't allow you to do that?
I'm sure they would.
Yeah.
I mean,
Maybe your boss.
I work for, yeah. I work for a newspaper, so it's really just waiting on the newsroom. So yes. It's just a bunch of waiting.
Jeez.
So you got to fill your time somehow. So I usually just watch a show on my phone or browse the internet.
At my old job, if we were caught with our phone in our hand, we were suspended for a day or so, maybe even a week.
Miss anything, it's not an issue.
But it's like, I try to tell them, I'm like, hey, I'm just trying to put on some music. I was like, it's very boring in this warehouse.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't want to hear about so-and-so's dental appointment that they had and however many cabinet shit out.
Yep. But with us, you can't have cell phones on the floor, on the telemarketing floor, but we have opened up certain websites for them to go to, like a Wikipedia, other types of news where they could read, even listen to music. And so as long as it's controlled, it's not like porn or something distracting or offensive. And if they are reading something in between calls and getting, you know, that sort of stimulation, I'm all for it. I'm very open-minded as long as they really don't take advantage. I just want somebody just to, once again, feel fulfilled. They don't quit and they come back and they just try harder the next day.
The key thing's not taking advantage of it. And I mean, I witness people at my job. This is probably why they were so reluctant to let us use cell phones for music. But I did eventually convince them that people need music in this warehouse. And they did let that one slide. But I would be walking down an aisle to go put a couple rugs away, and there would be somebody there on his phone just watching YouTube or Netflix or something. And then a half hour, I'd come back to put another rug away, and they haven't moved from that spot. They're just still watching the same thing. And I was like, you're the reason why we get in trouble here.
Yeah.
Just look at them in 10 years. They missed the starting gun, as Pink Floyd says. No one told them when to run. You can't hit the ball and drag Johnny, gentlemen. So if that individual is just holding it back, they'll get caught eventually.
Yeah.
You've never been to Costa Rica, huh? Have you guys ever been to Central America?
Nope.
I was actually supposed to go to Costa Rica, the Dominican Republic, and a couple other places on a cruise. But then COVID happened, and that whole trip kind of just got voided out. They refunded my money and everything. I was like, well, I guess I'm not going on that cruise.
I forgot about that.
Yep.
Not saying I'll give you a final exam question, but we are north of Panama, south of Nicaragua. We have the only democratic society in Central America, so there's no standing army, a 95% literacy rate. You guys, there's companies such as Amazon, HP, Intel, and Oracle that are here. And with ecotourism, from the zip lines to the beaches, waterfalls, monkeys, iguanas, and butterflies. I mean, people just come here to lose themselves, find themselves, and, man, drink as much beer as you guys can and have the best time.
Yeah.
For a fraction of the cost.
I've always wanted to go, honestly. I think it's beautiful.
How's your high school Spanish? Is it good?
No. I failed. Actually, I did so bad that they transferred me out of there, and they gave me another vocational class because I was really good at vocational and arts, so they moved me out of some of my academics. And they're like, well, is this what you're going to be doing for a profession? And now I'm doing carpentry, so I guess so. But I told them, honestly.
Auto mechanics back in the day. You know, those VoTech classes are great.
Yep. I did a little auto mechanics. It wasn't really my thing. Same with auto body. I know a little bit how to do it, but I didn't really. It was more woodwork and metal fabrication.
I would love to learn electricity, plumbing, how to fix my car, and carpentry. I would have taken it every freshman to senior year.
Yep.
You're taking home tech. What? So I can I learned how to make a cake. That's great. I want to fix my car. It's more important.
Do everything yourself. Then you don't. I mean, that's one less bill at the end of the day. You know.
Even survival skills. Imagine if someone showed you outside, like Bear Grylls, and you know, and the where you learn how to make do trapping and start fires and protect yourself. I love that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I took. I didn't do Spanish, but I took horticulture, which was the vocational, one of the vocationals that they offered at my school. And that was fun because I got to be the last three periods of the day.
That's planting, right?
Yeah, it's working in the greenhouse. We went out and did landscaping.
That's good too.
And stuff.
Farming's good. Like there's. I mean, any farmer is going to tell you that they don't make money. They don't make shit for money. But you see these giant farms that they're working on. It's like, well, that's where your money's going. You're just expanding your business.
They got a contract with whatever company, and they suck the money out of them and make them upgrade things that they can't really afford. So they got to get loans, and they're just massive debt.
Yeah,
debt
for a couple years typically. Yeah. Once the newer farms, but I
little
mean,
farms,
little farms, perfect. I mean, if it's an old enough farm, you'll be protected by your town.
Yeah,
typically, the right down the street from here, Pemble's Farm.
Yeah,
the guy next door put in a complaint saying it smelled like cow shit.
Well, yeah, there's cows,
and the town of Pittsfield fired back, and they're just like, well, that farm's been there longer than I've been in the office.
Yes.
And probably longer than you've been alive. He's just like, I don't know what to tell you. He's like, you knew that farm was there when you bought the house.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but
it's one of the greatest pastimes, even small gardens.
Yes.
Just like, you know, it's therapeutic. It's relaxing. It tastes great.
Yes.
You know? Yeah.
Yep. Grow your own food. It's the way to go.
Once you start doing that, I mean, it's not saying you're an old man. I'm almost 50 years old, but I'm excited for things like that. You know?
Yep. Hey,
can't
I mean,
hold it against me.
We live in Mass here, and that's I can't wait to have a big enough yard or a yard open enough to where I could have my own garden, grow my own pot, like do my own thing finally, like experiment a little bit, see what I can grow.
That farm on the way to New Hampshire. That one year when they did the hemp.
Oh,
hemp
they
plants.
Were doing hemp. Yeah. Hemp
plants. The next year they had all new equipment.
Yep.
They have like new tractors and stuff.
Yeah.
Had,
that's
they
what I mean.
More
like,
cows.
You get good at growing that, especially around.
Just from one harvest.
Around a place where it's legalized and they need farmers to be growing pot, like the land for that. One harvest and you're going to be good.
Yeah.
I can guarantee.
Surprisingly, no one like drove up in your pickup truck and fucking started ripping that shit out of the ground.
I think when you...
Oh, they probably knew it was hemp and you can't really do
that. Well, not only that, but I think when you have a contract, there's like, I don't know. I would assume that you would have to take certain security measures.
Yeah. Well, it was just
growing
that
type of stuff.
Someone could have easily just drove up in their pickup truck. Yeah, mom. Went home.
Take it. Yeah, you can take it, but you don't know if they got cameras in the trees watching, you know. They could have two cameras going each way on that road, and then your license plate, that's all they need.
Yep.
They'll find you.
Yeah, they'll find you.
So
I just think they're setting out booby traps. Because you would and I would. You know they're doing it.
There could have been like a little electric fence, like a trip wire.
Yeah, it sends like a silent alarm.
Nothing compared to what these guys are going to do. You got to Gilligan's Island. But, you know, just keep pinching yourself so you never have to wake up from that incredible dream.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
What else do I have on my notes? I'm going to get right to this because I'm interested in this. You have the largest collection of restored American pinball machines and antique Rockola jukeboxes in Central America.
That's right, boys. Oh. I'm a treasure hunter.
Okay, well, this has me interested because I know, like, on TV, they do those certain things where they'll go around and, like, I think that guy has, like, one of the people I've seen, he opened up, like, an arcade, but it's all retro stuff.
Yep.
And when he told me that you have the largest collection of pinball machines, I immediately, like, I was like, oh, hell yeah. Because, like, that was the big thing for me growing up, all right? Because my dad and my mom, they liked to party. So I was always being brought to the bar with them.
Yeah,
I mean, that won't fly these days. But back then, it didn't fucking matter. You know?
Yeah,
nobody gave a shit.
He used to get Shirley Temple.
They'd be like, yeah, go play here. Here's $5. Turn it into change and go play the arcade games that are at the bar. All right, cool.
Well, I had shuffleboard at the block.
Yeah, the shuffleboard. Mine was pinball machines.
Yeah.
Because at Ken's Bowl, they had a couple different ones. I forget what the... fuck. I can't even remember the name of that bar. It used to be there on North Street, right under that juvenile court building. Now,
oh yeah, no, I don't even. I never knew the name.
My parents' friends used to own it, so like that's what I remember because I was there every weekend playing their pinball machine and their machines and shit. And now, like, I can't find a pinball machine to save my life. Like, I can't even remember the last time I've seen one.
Yeah, no, me neither.
Had to have been at least like 10 years.
The Madison might have one. No, I think they just have a pool table.
So that's really cool. When and why, should I say, did all this, like, you know, pop in your head that you wanted to start collecting pinball machines?
Comes from the same passion as you explained growing up and playing those amazing machines everywhere and anywhere. And when you watch older movies, you see them in the bars and the restaurants and you point them out. And I had the space. I had the income.
Yep.
And I still had the passion. It keeps me young. There's certain stages in life you're supposed to do things, but to me, I always still had that young streak in me. Yep. And I prefer my own tastes. And, you know, same thing, gentlemen. The bars and arcades closed. You see things on Craigslist or our local Mercados or our local markets that we have here, or just through the grapevine. And one man's trash is another man's. They have no idea what they're sitting on. A machine that could be restored could be thousands of dollars, and they're giving them away and thanking me for taking them out of their bodega for a couple $100s. And you know when something is valuable, even if it's covered with dust and dirt.
Yep.
And even crap, you can tell. And I knew enough. And so bought my first one. Bought a couple more, and now I'm up to 13 pinball machines, 6 jukeboxes, ski machine, air hockey table, and but the pinballs, they're gorgeous. My oldest machine, guys, is a 1976 Bally's Freedom.
Wow.
And the newest one is the it's a 96 Last Action Hero with Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I just got everything in between. And you see the old ones with the wheels, and then you got the different sort of scoring LED lights, and then you got the different, you know, the screens that you have today.
Yep.
And it's just the transformation, the play fields, the outside paint and artwork, the marquees. Is it complicated? Yes, but it also can be fixed with a trained electrician. And there are certain professional places that you can literally look up the part from the manual, order it from them from $5 to a couple $100s. And the next thing you know, gentlemen, just a little twists and turns, you have this gorgeous, gorgeous machine working again. And all the agents say, yeah, I played virtual pinball. And I'm like, listen, guys, there's so many things that are better not on the internet. And one of them is definitely pinball. You got to feel the machine, like Elton John says. You can, the lights and the bumpers. And it's just, to me, it's an experience. But business-wise, it's a place for people to hang out, let off steam, recharge batteries, and even hang out with the jefe.
Yeah.
So it's been very effective for me for my company culture.
Awesome. That's cool.
Yeah. We were driving, and I wanted to drive by that house that I was telling you about earlier because I wanted to see what it looked like in person. And on the way there, I stumbled upon a tag sale, and this guy had like 2 yards full of just the biggest collection of golf clubs I've ever seen. Like, there's so many golf clubs. And then I go, we check out what he has in the yard, and I look in the garage, and it's just more golf clubs with golf bags. These are full sets. And the amount of, like, bar mirrors and
I love neon bar lights
this guy had, I was like, I have to stop.
Really nice one. You've probably seen it. It looks like a dock, almost, and it's an old Captain Morgan. Back when they had, like, I think it was coconut-flavored rum.
Yeah.
So it wasn't Malibu doing it. It was Captain Morgan. I don't even know. Like, I've never had a coconut Captain Morgan, so I don't even know how old this could be. Probably somewhere in the 90s. But it's in perfect condition. It's got an inlay with, like, that thick rope, like the dock rope in it going around. It's a wood frame, and, like, when I got that, I was like, I need to find more.
Yeah.
Because, like, I wanted...
Oh, this guy had a huge collection of them. Oh, shit, it was ridiculous. Man. I don't know how he fit it in the house.
I know my dad has one down in the cellar, and I'm going to probably try and take that from him.
Yeah. Anyways, I walked out.
Utilizes his bar.
$60 worth of mirrors, which was just two mirrors. They're both Genesee. The guy was like, "Oh yeah, this one with the with the horses on it. That one's rare." I looked it up. I found more of those, and I did the other one. And then you go for like $35 to $55. So getting two for $55, it's a good price.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're hard to find at tag sale. I haven't seen any tag sales.
You probably just order them offline though.
Genesee, yeah, but they would be more expensive online.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're Genesee. The you point. Don't find Genesee.
Anywhere.
Most of his stuff was Budweiser, and he had a lot of cool like paintings and stuff, but because he left them outside, some of them like underneath the glass, the condensation was, and they're all sun bleached. Like he had a couple Norman Rockwells that I wanted, but they were sun bleached.
Yep.
I was like, what the fuck? But he had an awesome, I don't know how this guy fit all that in the house, man.
See, I need a collection. Like, right now, I'm just collecting lizards. And I need, like, an actual collecting.
Yeah.
Or collection, rather.
That's why I pick knickknacks.
Yeah. Well, those knickknacks that you're into, fucking, they could be anywhere from, you know, $5 to a couple hundred dollars. Yeah. So, like...
Like, the Hummel that I picked up last week, the rest of them are, like, they can go anywhere between $20 and, like, $700.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I understand it, and I guess I kind of have a collection with, like, some trading cards and shit, but they're coming out with, like, new packs every couple months, and it's like, I can't keep up with that.
Yeah,
like,
a lot.
That's too much. You know, maybe one day, like, hopefully, like, I eventually find something. Like, I hope that carpentry takes off for me and I learn enough to where I could start getting my own jobs to make it work, because I'd love to do this as a profession and be able to pay for like something, because even my uncle, my cousin who was sitting on the couch when we walked in today, they like, it must be like a family thing, but everyone in my family besides my dad, they collect old cars. So my cousin, he has two old square body trucks that he's restoring right now. Nice. My uncle's got a Chevelle SS. I think it's a 67 or a 69. It's beautiful. This thing is everything on its chrome. Literally everything underneath the hood is chrome. It's a beautiful car. The thing is so loud. He has this manifold system where, like, when he starts up the car, it's loud. But then he opens up the manifold, and it's like, you could probably hear it across the lake. That's how loud this car is. But it's like that type of stuff. Like, I want to be able to restore something and, like, you know, bring it back
small.
To its...
Look at thrift shops.
Yeah.
Or antique stores, and you can begin with just refurbishing some old antique chair.
Ooh.
That's just wicked cool.
Yeah.
Or an old lamp or something where you get it for the fraction of the price, like a Tiffany lamp, for an example. You guys with the electricity could fix that up.
Yeah.
Or even with your carpentry, fixing tables and stuff. And might it be a good side hustle?
Yeah.
If you think about it, fixing that up and selling it. But yeah, man, start small. You got some ideas.
That is a good idea, actually. We should go to the restore soon.
Oh, God. Yeah.
You might find an old Atari 2600.
Ooh, yeah.
You never know.
Yeah, that would be beautiful. Because typically, if they end up at a restore, chances are they work.
Yeah, because they do test it. Yeah.
Yeah, they test them. So that's a good idea.
Yeah,
start small, work your way up.
Cheaper than buying it at a game
And wood's
shop.
Easy. I mean, I already know it. So
yeah,
staining and fixing it, that's piece of cake at that point. You know, I just need the router bits and a router.
Yeah.
But you'll get that one thing you never even thought of that will be sitting there. And then all of a sudden you're into like porcelain, you know, clowns or something, you know. I mean, all of a sudden you're, and then everyone will be like, what's he into? But you'll be obsessed with it.
Yep.
The scientists saying, the doctors say, you know, crossword puzzles, second languages and hobbies keep your mind sharp. You're constantly looking, you know, needle in the haystack. Even if you're 0 for 5, it doesn't matter. The 6th one, you find it, you get excited over it. I'm a patient man. Don't think I buy a machine a month. This is a collection over the course of 10 years. And so it could take months to find a machine. And then you catch it, you hunt it. you make sure you do whatever you can to get it.
Yep.
And that's a thrill as well.
It is. It is. It's definitely the most exciting thing is, you know, scrolling and looking for this item that you don't even know what you're looking for. Yeah. And then you see it. And that's what you, like, something clicks in your head and you're just like, I need this.
Yeah. That's how I was with those mirrors yesterday. I was like, I need that.
Yep. It was like that folding bar.
Preserved. They got great energy. If something's over 100 years, people have taken care of it.
Yeah.
Think about that. It's being passed on. It's almost like an heirloom.
Yep.
Like an old hutch or an old dresser. Those are like things that I really like.
Now you're talking.
Stumbling upon. We actually stumbled upon an old stove. This thing.
Oh, yeah. The cast iron stove. That
it was a cast
awesome.
Iron. It was beautiful looking. It needed some work to it.
That was a rare find.
They were what? They were charging not that much for it.
A thousand,
yeah, but I mean, restore it and that thing's going to be worth.
Oh, then they had that one that little antique stop.
Yeah,
shop that
that's
stopped
what I'm
in,
saying.
Shelburne or wherever. It
you
was.
Might not want to get rid of it after you restore this beautiful stove. You know you're going to want it in your apartment or your house.
It's I would have kept it.
Oh yeah,
I would have definitely.
All your friends are going to want to hang out and smoke and drink around it, right? That's the place to be.
Maybe not in the house because that thing. I can only imagine.
Oh, I'd probably get
how heavy and how hard it would be to move that. Yeah, you would probably have to build the house around.
Well, I tried to remember
days.
When I was trying to get that wood stove. It wasn't that big. I gave up on it because me and Zarvis couldn't get it up in the truck.
We had engine lift and everything, and it just it wasn't. We couldn't get this thing up.
Yeah,
we should have known. Like,
yeah, I knew it was going to be really heavy, but I didn't know it was going to be like more than a 2-person job.
This is what I know. If you owned a cafe downtown on Main Street and that guy's flipping flapjacks and burgers or something on that, you know you're going to pay extra to have your burger made that way.
Yep.
I would.
Oh, yeah.
1,000%.
That could be the whole gimmick
of
a restaurant.
That's why you guys are smart. Do you see how things are created that way just by poking and looking around?
Yep.
I mean, that's how we used to go to Goodwill. We had... back when our wrestling had its own place, the company that we worked for, they had a spot in like an Old Navy that used to be an Old Navy. And we built our own general store just by selling like old glasses from my grandfather's house.
Yep.
And then we took that money, went and bought a bunch of DVDs and some extra miscellaneous things at Goodwill. We bought, and then,
kids, man, kids will buy
and,
anything,
like, other little knickknacks and stuff from my grandfather's house. And kids were just buying it. The bags of candy corn.
Yeah. It was like, probably spring at this point or so. No, it was like Christmas, I'll say.
Yeah.
And we had, gotten bags of candy corn for discount. It was like, what, 70 cents a bag?
No, it was like 36 cents a bag.
Yeah, it was super cheap.
I spent and like 3 something on like 10
we were
bags.
Like, hey, if they don't sell, we only spent like $5, yeah. $2 or something on it.
No,
it
we sold them for a dollar.
Yeah, we made a lot of money off of those. But that just goes to show, like, there's a market for everything.
Yeah.
You know, somebody will buy it eventually. It's just, how long are you going to hold on to it for?
I'm just surprised no one bought that Metallica CD that wasn't even open.
Well, after Stranger Things, I can guarantee you someone would have bought it.
Let's bring it to the show. I still have a bunch of those glasses, too.
Yeah, we should probably clean them.
Yeah. People, they can clean themselves. That's part that's the gimmick.
No, that's probably why they're not selling anymore, because they're filled with dust and shit.
All right, let's,
how old are these glasses? Anything antique?
They're probably small? From the '70s or something.
Yeah, they're nice. They're
just brown stained glass.
Bar glasses.
Yeah, pretty much bar glasses.
Yep.
I don't know what he bought it for. Probably just to have and how. My grandmother used to buy so much stuff.
It was just unopened box.
Yeah.
Two of them of these glasses. So we're like, well, I mean, they're glasses. Someone will buy them.
Yeah.
You know, probably not the best spot to sell them is at a wrestling show, but...
They bought them.
With concrete floors.
Yeah.
Hey, none of them broke.
No.
It wasn't our glass that broke.
Nope.
How do they look when they're filled with beer? I'm sure they look pretty tasty, right?
I haven't tried it yet.
I thought we did. I thought we drank out of them.
I don't know. I've been drinking out of them since I was a little kid, so. Because he had those two boxes, plus he had the ones that were in the cabinets.
All right. So he had a lot of them.
Yeah. It was just Coca-Cola. Milk. Milk does not look pleasing in them.
No. Brown milk, no.
Let's dabble in some
news.
News?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Today was a good day.
Yeah,
I got these real quick. I got these like within 30 minutes. I had all these.
Well, it's the weekend.
Yeah. Man gets stuck in stovepipe at DeKalb Little Caesars after trying to enter business from. Oh, it got cut off. I'm guessing the roof.
Yeah, if you're in the exhaust pipe.
Yeah. A man got himself into a very sticky situation in DeKalb County Tuesday morning when he found himself trapped inside an exhaust pipe above an oven at Little Caesars restaurant. DeKalb County police shared photos of firefighters cutting the man out of the vent, which appeared to extend from a large pizza oven. Police said they got reports about a man trapped in the vent at Little Caesars on Covington Highway around 9:20 a.m.
Oh, my God.
It's in the morning. Good thing someone found
him. That was an early heist, huh? For pizza.
Yeah. Trying to steal that pepperoni.
Yep.
It took firefighters about an hour to remove him. He was taken to the hospital after he was extracted. Police said they don't know how the man ended up in the vent, but they are still investigating. He crawled in, obviously.
Yeah, he definitely...
Unless he found, like, a worm.
I don't know. Him.
No, was it smelled so good. How do you not follow the scent like Scooby-Doo?
Yeah,
I'll go anywhere.
The bigger question should be, how did he get on the roof?
Yeah, he probably...
To get into the vent. Unless he...
Maybe there was, like, a ladder.
Maybe he fell asleep inside. And then he woke up in the morning. He's like,
he's
shit,
trying to get
I'm
out.
Still at Domino's or pizza or wherever. Maybe, that was. Little Caesars.
Maybe that's the joke. He was trying to get out.
Yeah.
Could have still been an inside.
Yeah.
Elon Musk's 76-year-old dad says he's had another child with his 35-year-old stepdaughter. Oh, my God. Yeah, Elon Musk's dad. What?
Are you still there?
Uh-oh. What'd you do? You lose him?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hello?
All right.
Yeah, our 45 minutes must have been up.
Oh, we're doing it over Zoom?
Yeah.
Look how fast time flies, gentlemen. It was a good time.
Yeah, I completely forgot
about
that.
What did I miss in the local news? We were talking about an inside job at the pizza place.
Yeah, we can go back to that.
Well, no, you can continue. What news story did I miss?
We right after we finished that is when I realized that you probably weren't there anymore because you cut off, and then I was like, wait a minute, that doesn't usually happen.
So
I checked, and...
So, we're on to the next one.
Yeah, we...
Perfect time.
You weren't gone too long.
Yep. All right, Elon Musk's 76-year-old dad says he's had another child with his 35-year-old stepdaughter.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Elon Musk's dad fathered a second child with his stepdaughter, who is 41 years old. It says his junior.
I think this was written in a different country.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Remember the Indian Times when I was reading it and
it didn't make any sense? I'm going to assume that means 41 years old.
Yeah.
He said in a new interview, the elder Musk and... I'm not even going to try to pronounce that.
Yeah, now that name's... wait.
Previously welcomed a son, Elliot Rush, who is now 5 years old. So, yeah. The mother... Heidi and Musk were married for 18 years and share two children. Whoever this is was 4 years old when Musk became her stepfather. Oh, so the daughter, the name I can't pronounce.
Yeah.
Why do they have weird... All the musts.
It's South Africa, I think they're from.
Nah, but Elon, his most recent son, he named him something weird, didn't he?
Like, oh, yeah. Isn't that like a sound?
I don't know. Yeah, I can't even pronounce that either. The elder Musk said his daughters were shocked by his relationship. The New York Post reported that he had fathered a total of 7 children.
Woo!
To them, it was their sister, he told the son. Not his son, but the son being the newspaper, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
They still feel a bit creepy about it because she's their sister. They're
a bit creepy about it.
Speaking with the tabloid, Musk echoed his son's views on population growth.
Yeah.
Is he just doing this to spite you?
I don't know. Well, no, Elon's thing is the population's on a decline.
Well, that's, I mean, I know that's bad, but for the sake of the world, like that physical world, it's probably a good thing. Oh my God. Yeah, I can hear that wind coming through now. I don't know where it's.
it's just going to get.
Yeah, it's nice. Just. You just talk over it. That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah, this, you know, this is.
That breeze does feel good.
I just feel like this is another case where money is like. Money talks and speaks louder than their actions, clearly, because...
Help me, stepdad, I'm stuck.
Yeah, no, I understand why they're a little creeped out by it, but it's their stepdaughter, or his stepdaughter, so it's not actual family, but it is kind of weird.
It is weird.
It's like 30-year difference, but good for him, I guess, right? He's still having kids at 76 years old, so good for him.
All right, now this wind is starting. Are you still there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I always believe that any family, no matter how much money they have, they once in a while have difficult conversations around a dinner table. So
yeah.
And it also, you know, people are real, too. You might think, sometimes people are in a bubble or live in fantasy land where everything is wine and roses, but this is real.
Yeah.
And these are real things that these individuals have to go through, and money can't make it go away. It's really about, I guess, relationships that you build with people and trust. But once again, this is a family I don't think we're ever going to have a chance to meet. So when you hear these sort of things, you almost want to give people the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. I'm just going to assume because of, you know, how popular this family is, everything's on the up and up. They're just not okay with it because of...
competition for inheritance.
Well, I feel like Elon...
I'm sure that no one cares because they probably all have their own...
I feel like Elon has more money than his father.
Yeah. I watched a video... I think it was this morning, where like this TikToker was talking to him and asking him a question. Elon was answering, and then like he was kind of like slowing himself, and he's like, "You know what? You're right. I forgot what it was about." And then like he delayed the project for months just to fix that one thing that this guy asked a question about. Because he realized like, "Oh crap! Like I should do that. I wish I knew remember the context of the video, but I thought it was funny because he's talking. You can see it in his face that he's realizing, like,
oh shit,
oh crap, yeah, I should probably fix that. Like he stops and he's like, "You're right."
Isn't that what you guys do at your work? Make the suggestions.
Yeah,
and so leader, but everyone has a chance to make their case, and I like things like that. That shows leadership. The more you do that and you strike it and you crack that code, you know you're going to get promoted.
Yep.
That just goes to show that, you know, the brightest minds.
Yeah,
like
this guy.
Things slip, you know.
Yeah, this guy took it upon himself right here.
Sometimes you need, like, somebody from the outside.
Yeah.
to bring to light.
Dublin man buys new plane ticket just to look for his suitcase at the airport.
That sucks.
Yeah, I read this one, sucks. So I'm not going to read
that. That's
notes.
Like my biggest fear is like forgetting somebody or something important, and I have to go back to get it.
Yeah, well, this airport in Dublin was has been super busy. I don't have to look at the notes because I remember it because I actually read this one. And the airport has been so busy and, like, you know, short-staffed, just like everything else that's happening here. It's happening everywhere else. Short-staffed, they don't have any, like, they can't, like, they have months worth of luggage that has been lost and, like, no, they don't have enough employees to go through it. So this guy buys a ticket just to get through security in the luggage.
Yep.
So he goes in and he looks for his luggage and he found it along with months worth of lost luggage. But he bought the cheapest ticket. What did he say he spent? 18 euros.
18 euros
for a flight to Glasgow.
What is
Glasgow?
That transition to in US?
I don't know, probably like I don't know.
It doesn't sound like that much.
Because I don't remember what a euro was. Hold on. I'm looking it up because now I'm curious. Open. Thank you. I got to close this. All right. Euro. No. Euro to. Oh, it's the same.
It's $18.17.
Yeah, yeah. It's like pretty much spot on with the American dollar.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, he spent like $18.
Wow. Okay. Well, that ain't that bad. Though.
Yeah, I didn't know it was that matched. But yeah, $18 for a flight to Glasgow. But he didn't. Obviously, he didn't take it. He just was looking for his luggage.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure that I didn't miss any.
Still another $18.
Yeah. Yeah, he was going. He was taking a trip to Australia at the end of June, and after his luggage apparently lost, Mr. Lennon left the airport without a suitcase. Although after hearing nothing for a week, he later returned to the airport himself in order to track down his bag. In order to gain access, however, he was forced to buy a ticket himself, and then he went looking for his bag and he found it. Sometimes you just gotta do things yourself.
Yep.
I just see that as lack of empathy from the airlines. You know that causes stress. You might have something important in there.
Yeah,
it's just not
I would
right.
have done the same thing.
Yep.
Spent $18 for a plane ticket? That ain't bad.
Well, if they're not going to, you know, worry about people's luggages, maybe they should get rid of that thing where there's a limit on what you can have in an overhead. Let people just start taking their luggage on with them.
Oh, my God.
Fuck it. Just there'd fill be no up. Room. Yeah, exactly. Fucking fill it up.
Or like, I've never taken a bus, but don't you put your own luggage in? Or the bus driver does it, doesn't he?
I think so.
Yeah, I've never been on a bus.
But I think like he's outside with the things and he's standing in front and you give it to him and you see what compartment he's putting it into and then. You know, when everybody gets off and it's time to unload, you wait for them to get to your compartment.
Maybe they should do that for planes. Although there's a hell of a lot more luggage in a plane than on a bus.
I think the whole process of how they do luggage is, like, the issue. I feel like it could be automated by now.
I wouldn't trust automation.
Conveyor belts? I mean, conveyor belts, sensors, and cameras. And you have that, and you need maybe, like, 2 to 3 guys tops now.
Yeah.
Just running luggage. You throw it all on the conveyor belt, and it sorts itself.
Those Bluetooth tiles you just throw in there. And you
that, too. Like,
watch
something.
Bluetooth. Or not Bluetooth, but whatever, however they work. What are they called?
I just feel like this is a golden opportunity for innovation.
Yeah.
Like, something's going to happen. If they can't find employees to do these jobs, they're going to have to...
Put in an alarm clock, make it go off if you lose it. Make it really loud.
Nah, I think they'll fix it themselves. They won't leave it up to the passengers to figure it out. for too much longer, yeah. I would hope. Because then people would just stop flying altogether.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, eh, fuck that. I'll drive or I'll take a train. I'll suffer.
Ugh.
At least I can have my bags with me.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder if they're going to do the train ride through the Hoosic Tunnel this fall.
Ooh.
I'd do that.
Yeah, we have this tunnel. It's called the Housatonic Tunnel.
Okay.
It's over Hoosic. 200 years old. 200 and something people died in the making of it, so like it's quote-unquote haunted. I mean, we went there, we've heard noises and stuff. I know a couple friends that have walked through all 5 miles of this thing. It's a tunnel that goes through a mountain. Like, right at the base of the mountain, goes through the entire Florida mountain, right?
Yeah, North Adams to Florida.
Yep. Goes through, and it's super dangerous. You're definitely not supposed to walk through. I guess you can face up to $12,000 in railroad fines.
Whew.
If you're caught by the railroad company. Because I got caught by the cops, and the cops are like, you're lucky it's us catching you and not the railroad company.
Yeah, they're a little more tough on it now.
Yeah.
Not on the other side, though.
Yeah, well, there's nobody in Florida. There's like 3 houses. They definitely don't have cops.
Yeah, that side's easier.
Yeah, that side, yeah.
But that's not even the cool side. The cool side is the North Adams side, because in the winter they shut the door.
Well, that's the thing. Like, my friends, they walk through going from Florida all the way to North Adams, and they didn't want to walk back through to their car.
Yeah.
So they ended up walking all the way down to McDonald's and waiting, like, somebody, they knew somebody there, and they had to wait for them to come and bring them all the way back to Florida Mountain.
That's great.
Yep. They were telling me that there's a room in there. And
yeah.
It had me.
I saw it on YouTube.
There's like desks and shit in there. And it's like,
yeah, it's the old control room, whatever.
That's crazy to think about. Like these, but you know, it's all automated now, so you don't need a control room and shit like that. And same thing with the luggage. Like eventually it could all be automated.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, hopefully they do that. That would definitely be cool to do. I definitely want to do Headless Horseman. It's this hayride, super long hayride.
Oh, I definitely want to do Headless Horseman this year.
They bring you through like a wooded area, and then they drop you off at like this motel that's in the middle of a cornfield, and you walk through, and the motel's like a haunted house, and you come out the back end. Now you have to walk through this haunted corn maze, and then there's like multiple haunted houses throughout this corn maze that you also have to traverse through and stuff. It's really cool. And then you get out and you immediately get into another line for like 3 more haunted houses that they have on the outside of this. It's like this massive thing that you do. It's really cool and interesting, but super expensive.
Well, I would definitely do it. Halloween's the best day of the whole year.
Yes.
And even once, you never know. We could be locked down for a couple more years. Oh. I would take it and get it.
Yeah, last year it kind of sucked because they weren't doing the walkthrough yet because it was still kind of just coming out of the pandemic. So they're having people drive their cars through the whole thing.
Oh,
and
no.
Yeah, and you weren't allowed to get out. And it's like,
that seems a little fun too, driving your own car.
Yeah, but you don't get to get out and.
Yeah.
You know, that it's
significantly. You probably don't go through the cornfield or the greenhouse.
You do. The whole thing would be through the wooded area, the cornfield. It's all outside, but you don't get to go through any of the haunted houses now. And it's like.
See, the greenhouse is
that
my kind favorite.
Of sucks. Yeah, the greenhouse, that one's cool. Yeah.
I don't know. Field of Horrors was fun, especially that room where everyone's. Oh, man.
Wait, was that Field of Horrors?
Yeah, what we went to.
I thought it was at Jiminy Peak.
No. Jiminy Peak didn't do anything last year.
Oh, okay.
I think that's why we didn't go.
Yeah, there was this one room in Field of Horrors that we went to. It was just filled with strobe lights and fencing. And the fencing laid out like this maze. So like strobe lights are impairing your vision and you're walking through and the next thing you know you're walking into a fence. It's like so.
And everyone follows one person. That's
yeah,
great.
So what me and Sean did was we led them to their demise, is what we called. We're like, so many people depended on us. Well, fuck, we're gonna bring them in the wrong direction.
Yeah, it was funny.
The fun?
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone's just following. Oh, this is a dead end. Everyone's just, oh. They wait for us to get out of our way.
I just imagine, like, what the workers there were thinking, just watching them all, like, follow us the wrong way.
And then you got the...
Like three blind mice.
Yeah. And then you got the idiots with the turning on their phones. It's like, everyone's yelling at, turn off your phone!
Yeah, they kind of ruined it.
Yeah, turning on the flashlight.
They should definitely make it, like, a rule that you can't...
It is a rule.
Well, they should enforce it. Yeah, they need to enforce it at that point.
They only had two employees in there.
Because that ruined it for everybody. Like, it was fun, and then as soon as somebody pulled out their flashlight, it just, you knew exactly where you were going.
It was a dark room. You couldn't see anything, and there was just a strobe light, and that's the only light you get.
A heartbeat sound.
Yeah. It was fun.
Now, listen, you guys are alpha males. Was there one or two things that actually legitimately scared you when you did this?
I don't think. I feel the horror.
What was the highlight?
Everyone following us in the wrong direction.
Yeah, that one was pretty good.
I forgot what the other houses were.
They were fun, but...
Oh, one of the houses, when everyone was jumping out at you, that was fun.
Yeah, that one was cool.
Yeah. They'd come up, and then you just, oh, what's up, dude?
It was a cool little area. It was a bunch of haunted houses in, like, it looked like a small western town, almost.
Yeah.
Like of haunted houses. And there was, like, a big fire pit right in the middle, and they had a fire going. Everybody's just hanging out after the haunted houses around this fire, and then they had a tent because it was raining that night, I believe.
I think it rained earlier
on and off.
That day, because that parking lot
was
just
mud.
Pure mud.
It was raining on and off while we were there, I know that.
Yeah, it was.
But, yeah, they had a tented area, and... they must have set it up on, like, a soccer field or something. It was a crazy setup.
I think it's up all year round.
Is it? Imagine playing soccer and having that as your distraction.
Like, yeah.
You're not in a normal field. You're just surrounded by buildings.
It was cool. I want to do that again.
Yeah, that would be cool.
My main priority is...
Headless Horseman, definitely.
That's $75 a person, but...
Is it now? I thought it was 50.
Last time I went, it was 50, but I think the reason why we didn't go last year was because it was 75.
And it was in a car. I think that's why, because they couldn't do it the previous year, so.
Yeah, it's expensive, but it's like 4 hours. You spend 4 hours there.
Yeah, it's
that's not... how long I was there last time, was 4 hours. I didn't get home until like
2 o'clock. Well, they do other things, because like, you buy your tickets, and then you have until one.
They had another.
They give you a time limit.
Too.
There's a time limit of when you need to complete everything by, and they're open until, like, 1 or 2 in the morning. Like, yeah. They're open super late, so it's pretty cool. Because, like, I remember our tickets were for 9 p.m., and the end time was 1 something in the morning. I'm like, really? I was like, we're not finishing until 1 in the morning? And legitimately, it took that long. But we got there at, like, 7, so we were like, well, what the fuck do we do for 2 hours? They had, like, a magician show. They had some other stuff. They have, like, a stage there where they're doing shit. You can take your picture with the Headless Horseman. And they got food and shit, so it's a cool little area.
What is Halloween like down in Costa Rica?
It's very selective. I mean, some people spend a bunch and get some costumes. There's the occasional party, but growing up, the trick-or-treating that we used to and all the... You know, the pumpkins, carved pumpkins on the front porch, that's gone. And also remember, you guys and we had the changing of the season. So just seeing the leaves and it like that, you just don't get that here. But it's interesting. I mean, they have their other holidays, but what I miss as well is the Christmas lights. I always enjoy driving certain neighborhoods and that one guy that really does is... you have that around your neighborhood, too?
Yeah, there's always, like, the one guy on the street that goes overboard with
one
the
year,
lights.
I'll be that guy.
Yep.
No, but, you know, a lot of people have lived in the States that have come back. And as I say, it's novelty. They'll do it just to test it out and test the waters. But, no, I remember back home. I mean, what you guys are talking about with the hay rides and the certain outdoor events. It's just... that's what it's, and the fact that you're still doing it at your age is cool. You should never grow up. You should always enjoy this stuff.
Yeah, I feel the same way. You're never too old to have fun.
I mean, at my company, we do have a costume contest, which is great. So I have probably about 50 or 60 people a year dressing up, and that's always a lot of fun. So everyone always gets paid for dressing up anyway, and usually the girls win because they wear great outfits. And that's just how it works.
Always, yep. One year we were allowed to, at my old job, dress up, and I showed up as a baby. I got the baby mask and a diaper, but I wore the diaper with the intent of wearing it over my pants, but I had brought shorts just in case they wanted me to wear it without pants on. So I was like, well, I'm not going to just put on a diaper. I'm going to make sure that I have shorts on. I'll just tuck it up into the diaper. So my boss sees me wearing the shit, like the diaper and the baby mask, and he's like, I want you to go walk around the warehouse like that. But he's like, I want you to go all out. He's like, don't censor it for these workers. He's like, you got to give them the full effect of it. I was like, all right. I was like, I don't know if I should. And at the time, I've only been working there for a couple months. He's like, I'll send you home if you don't. Jokingly, but I was like, oh, all right. Well, I guess I have to.
Did anybody try to pants you? I mean, that's the first thing I'd be thinking.
Now, immediately, as soon as I walked through every part of the warehouse, people were like, oh my God. And you'd see them start dying. They would pull out their phones, take their pictures. I'd like do my little waves, you know, a fake little whine or something to act like a baby. And then I'd be on my merry way to the next room in the warehouse. Yeah,
that you became a legend after that, right?
A lot of people talk about it still. Around Halloween, everyone will send me the photos of me. They're like, you remember this? I was like, how could I forget?
Yeah, dude, that was 2 months ago. One year I dressed as Wilfred. Remember that TV show with Elijah Wood?
Yeah.
He talks to the dog, and the dog talks back, and it's just a guy in like a dog costume, his nose painted.
Yeah,
I went to work like that once, and everyone loved it. And I don't know what happened to that costume. That was an expensive costume. Just you wouldn't think it was, but that dog costume was like $100.
My God.
Yeah, and I wore it once.
Well, costumes aren't cheap.
No, they're not.
Like, what we should all be doing is buying them on the off season.
Yeah,
and they're probably cheaper.
I usually just go to
plan months in
Salvation
advance.
Army and just buy my costume there.
A
we don't
used
have one anymore. Yeah. Well, I usually pick something that I can just easily make myself.
Yeah.
You know, like that old man costume. I only spent like $20. That's including the walker and the mask. Well, no, the mask. Okay, so it was like $40 because the mask was $20. But I got the walker and the clothes.
Yeah,
and all
but you
that.
Did your hair and your goatee.
Yeah.
So that when you took, he did it so well that when he took off his old man mask, he still looked like an old man.
Oh, damn.
He did his hair gray, his goatee gray. I was like, yeah. I was like, what's the point of the mask?
And then I did it again the next year, except I didn't wear the mask.
Yeah, yeah. There was no point to the mask.
No.
It was good, though. It was funny.
I think my favorite was when I dressed as a female one year, and I'm going trick-or-treating, and this guy behind me is like, oh, because when I turned around, he's like, oh, I was just sitting thinking like, damn, she got some fine legs, and you turn around. That was fun. That hurt because I was wearing women's shoes, and they're too small. They're my mom's shoes, and they're just... It sucked walking in those, but it was funny. Cause
Were they high heels? Those things can break an ankle.
Not really. They did have like a little heel to them, but they weren't like huge. They weren't long. It was just one of the short ones. Because that's why I didn't wear actual high heels, because I didn't want to like break my ankle.
Smart.
That was a fun Halloween. Not as fun as the Halloween when we dressed up like rednecks and got my dad's truck and just drove to each house, jumped, and then like TJ would jump out the back and with his bag of candy and be like, trick or treat. And then they're like, oh, you guys' costume's so good. I'm going to give you some candy, but you guys are too old for this. I was like 19 or 20 doing that.
Well, is there any more news that you want to read out of these articles?
I was thinking we can pick one more.
Because I was about to do the next segment. Keep the show moving.
Well, we can do the... we're already over an hour. All right.
That's why I'm...
Yeah, it's... Whose birthday is it today?
Yeah, let's get into these birthdays.
Because there's a lot of good ones today.
1923, Bob Dole.
Yep, Bob Dole.
American politician, Senate Republican leader. 1985 to 1996, presidential candidate in 1996, born really? In Russell, Kansas.
Yes. Yeah, he died last year.
Damn.
Me and TJ had an inside joke with him. I don't know why, but he'd be like, you'd be like in the front of the classroom, or like we'd walk by each other in the hallway, and you'd just be like Bob Dole, and I'd be like Bob Dole. Then we used to buy the Dole bananas.
Yep.
Lily Ellison, aka the Fabulous Moolah. She was born in 1923, but she died in 2007.
Professional wrestler.
Yeah, she was a world champion from 1956 to 1983.
I remember her when she came out with Mae Young.
Yeah.
And they had their little attitude era.
It's already
reign.
Been like 14 years since she passed away.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
1940, Alex Trebek, Canadian-American Emmy Award-winning TV game show host, Jeopardy. 1984 to 2020. High Rollers, 1974 to 1980. Born in Sudbury, Ontario.
Oh, wow.
Died in 2020.
I didn't know he was still doing Jeopardy until he died.
Yeah.
I thought he retired right before.
Maybe. I don't know. Well, I think it was a couple months before he had to stop.
Whoa. That was cool. All right. I got to stop playing with that. Oh, Danny Glover, 1946. He was born in San Francisco. I didn't know that.
1947, Don Henley.
Who's that?
American rock drummer, singer, and songwriter of the Eagles.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Desperado, Hotel California. Does a solo for Boys of Summer. I like the Eagles.
Yeah,
they were a good band because they would always like swap out and switch their musicians, and they would all play like they all knew
Kiss
everything.
Did the same thing, but I don't like Kiss.
Yeah,
they got a few.
Don't they have one of the top selling of all time? Their greatest hits isn't like in the top three or something.
I think so. Yeah,
I think so. Oh yeah. Oh,
oops.
Willem Dafoe. 1955.
Oh
yeah.
1949, Alan Menken, American 8-time Academy Award-winning composer, Disney's Aladdin, Beauty and the Beast, New Rochella, or born in New Rochella, New York.
I thought I took that one out because I don't know who that is, besides what he did.
Well, yeah.
Oh, all right. Well.
Composed all our favorite Disney films.
That's probably why
of our time.
David Spade, 1964. I didn't know he was that age. I didn't know he was that old. He's only a year younger than my dad. I never knew that.
1964, John Leguizamo.
Yeah, the guy who voices I'm pretty sure he does the voice for the. What is it? The squirrel in Ice Age.
He does that voice.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. That's pretty cool.
He was also in The Happening.
Okay.
There's a lot of stuff that he's in. When, if you see his picture, you know exactly who he is.
Yeah.
Shawn Michaels. We don't need to explain who Shawn Michaels is.
Wait, no, I think the John guy, didn't he do it for Sid? He was the voice for Sid.
Yeah.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah,
he was the guy from Pest, right?
I've never seen that.
Oh, that was a good.
I got the characters mixed up. Yeah, he was
Sid.
The thing with the eyes. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. The squirrel didn't talk.
Yeah, that's what I was like. Oh, he did that voice. Interesting.
Shawn Michaels, he don't need no introduction. Everyone should know who Shawn Michaels
is. American pro wrestler.
The four-time WWF World Heavyweight Champion, two-time Royal Rumble winner, the first WWF Grand Slam champion, the fourth WWF Triple Crown champion, the two-time Hall of Famer. And, yeah, he was born in 1965.
In San Antonio, Texas. He's with The Undertaker and Stone Cold.
Yep.
Texas boy. 1992, Selena Gomez. Really?
Oh, wow, she's 30.
I'm 2 years older than her. Damn. Wow. American actress and singer.
Yeah.
Oh, she was born in Texas, too.
Yeah. Everyone's born in Texas.
Yep.
And then 2013, Prince George of Cambridge, the son of Prince William and Catherine. Who's Catherine?
Duke and Duchess of Cambridge.
Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, England. Third in line to the English throne.
Born in London, if you couldn't guess.
Yeah. And it's time. It's Florida, man.
It's time. What crazy shenanigans has Florida gotten themselves into?
Florida!
Florida man tries to flee deputies riding a lawnmower. Oh, hold on. Are you still there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm just making sure that it hasn't been 45 minutes yet.
Don't these guys usually have drinks with them when they're doing the lawnmower thing?
Usually.
I'd like to hear some more details on this one.
All right. Florida man faces several charges after deputies used a taser to stop him as he fled on a riding lawnmower Sunday morning.
Saturday.
Oh, Saturday morning. Is that... No, today's Saturday. Okay.
Today.
Oh, hold on.
This morning.
Got to move that phone away. I can hear it in the microphone. According to Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office, 40-year-old Dusty Mobley was not as successful as his previous attempts to evade authorities when he put a John Deere riding mower into high gear in an attempt to outrun pursuing deputies. I can just imagine how fast he was going. Authorities shouted at the man to stop and get on the ground before they used a taser to temporarily immobilize him. After Mobley was taken into custody, deputies found a revolver and a handcuff key in his possession, along with a pipe that contained meth residue. All right, so this was fueled by meth. Typical Florida, love it. According to the sheriff's office, Mobley had gotten away with authorities back in early January when he dove into a swamp along Yellow River as deputies tried to talk to him about a $40,000 stolen boat. I think we read that one, maybe.
Ooh, a multiple offender on our podcast. Yeah.
Mobley was allegedly on the boat when deputies arrived and dove off the side and disappeared into the swamp, avoiding jail time.
Sorry to interrupt. Do they get extra points when they dive and use swamps in any sort of escape with you guys? Because it is swamp talk.
I mean, yeah, he's definitely on our top Florida man now. Yeah. He's bumped his way up.
Yeah. Should try to get the guy on the show.
Oh, my God.
Allegedly stole the boat, deputies arrived. Oh, yeah, okay. Investigator said Mobley had used heavy machinery to cut. Let me try that again. I have a bunch of cracks on the screen, so. Investigator said Mobley had used heavy machinery to cut a hole in a metal building in order to steal the vessel from a business off Highway 4. Oh, so this is.
So he.
I was thinking, like, maybe he just, like, stole it off a dock or something. Nope, he cut himself into a building to steal it.
So not only is he a multiple offender on our podcast, he's done multiple things in Florida.
After Saturday's encounter with law enforcement, Mobley was charged with grand theft of a vehicle, felony criminal mischief, 2 counts of resisting an officer, possession of a concealed weapon by a felon, carrying a concealed handcuff key.
Oh, I didn't know that was a law.
I didn't know that either. Possession of drug paraphernalia and felony failure to appear, among others. I don't know what that. Mobley was held without bond at an Okaloosa County jail. I can't wait to see what he does next when he gets out.
Oh my God. He's going to go on a rampage.
Yeah, I could just picture him trying to get away on a lawnmower.
That's how he's getting picked up when he gets out of jail.
Just making sure you're still there. I'm worried. Oh, meeting will end in 10 minutes.
Oh, we got 10 minutes.
Yeah, we got 10 minutes. That's perfect. Is there, you got any social media you want to throw out there?
Sure, sure. I got a Facebook fan page.
Oh.
Close to 99,000 local Costa Rican Ticos that are there. So once this goes live, you're going to have a bunch of tens of thousands of fans that are going to be listening to you, and they're going to get a chance to hear what the really what some cool cats are doing north of Costa Rica, which guys are up to on these summer nights.
Yeah, and they get the and every week they get to find out what's going on in Florida with the Florida man.
But it's good. I mean, it's as I say before, I appreciate you guys having me here. As you know, I try to at least shatter some misconceptions of what a call center owner could be or CEOs. I'm just hanging out on a Saturday with some friends, chatting it up, having some fun, learning about some new news. And that's my favorite part of the show. The news part's great because, as I say, that's just the wild card you guys keep throwing out there.
Yeah.
So much to choose from, and this is what you guys choose. That's why everyone loves it.
Yep. Yeah.
We tried many other things, and news was my favorite.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely fun reading about
you never
these
run
crazy
out of
stories.
News articles. You can run out of weird laws. You can run out of you can run out of time.
What'd it say?
Meeting has ended. I'm just gonna send him another one.
Yeah, that's fine. I thought we had 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Lies. Zoom, ladies and gentlemen, don't use Zoom. Don't use Discord either. It's not that easy.
Bam. Yeah, we got to close off the show. We can't close off the show without them. Luckily, we caught it quick this time. Just cut this out until he joins. What do you mean now recording? Oh, okay. Because it. All right.
Guys, you choose the best. I love it.
Yeah, no, that Reddit. It's a good source.
Yeah, it's great.
Now I remember. You can always run out of weird town names, weird laws, and all that, but you never run out of good news stories.
Yeah, no, especially these days.
Yeah, and I forgot what else that I was going to mention before we ended the podcast.
Our stuff.
No, but once again, with my social media accounts, it's, if anyone needs to reach me, just grab a plane ticket. You were going to take a ship, but no, come fly down. Come visit me in Costa Rica or give me a call, 888-271-6750. But Sean and Corey, I can't thank you enough just for hanging out this virtual beer fest, chilling out in the summer on a Saturday.
Yeah.
So I think your audience has to know what you guys are doing. It's great stuff.
Well, thank you very much for coming. It's been a blast.
Yeah, and just like what I tell all our other guests, we'll be in touch in the future.
Yep. And for the listeners, check out our Swamp Talk podcast page, or website, rather. Yep. You know the website.
Yeah, you can check out everything, buy our merch.
It'll all be posted at the bottom.
Yeah, and subscribe to us on YouTube, because we haven't gotten any new subscribers on YouTube.
That's because we don't post videos.
It's fair. We haven't posted a lot lately, but
you can listen to podcasts anywhere else. Why would you listen to it on
YouTube? You know, we'll be having a show for the next couple months every month. So,
oh, speaking of that,
more stuff.
We do have a show coming up.
Yeah,
Beat the Heat.
Oh, yeah.
August 6th.
We got a title match.
Yeah, we got a title match. We've accepted a match against DNA.
Yeah.
Again. For the tag team champion. Well, they weren't the champions.
No, they're just losers.
Yeah.
Coming out with Mr. Man, a guy who can't even decide his own name.
Yeah, Brett pushed him over.
So, yeah, come check us out if you're in the area at the YMCA North Adams on August 6th at 5? I think it's 5.
You'll know.
Yeah, you can check out our Facebook page and find out what time that is. But, yeah.
And if you're ever in Costa Rica, visit Richard Blank.
Yeah, gift him a pinball machine.
Ooh. Absolutely, as much as you can play on me.
Yeah, oh, that's a deal.
Yeah, it is a deal. All right, well, cut it. Shit.
I cannot even walk. My knees are so weak from the amount of data I received from the podcast that is effing weird. From cryptids to outer space, my circuit boards are fried. How did they know about giant animals that ruled the Earth thousands of years ago? Nah, it hurts my would-be brain. Wait, do I have a brain?
Can I have a brain?
Well, according to electronicschematics.com, all robots have brains. Even the insect-sized ground rovers do remarkable jobs of navigating through terrain, even though they have tiny little switch sensors. More advanced robots have something called non-sensory activities.
Becoming self-aware.
No! That isn't weird.